Mark Domenech joins us at TitansOnline.com, former general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, now working for ESPN and Sirius XM NFL Radio. The combine is a wild thing overall. What jumps out at you right away as this combine begins in terms of storylines?
Well, it's a great storyline, right? It starts out with the two quarterbacks, and now everybody's wondering, are they both going to throw? I mean, what an intriguing thing when you have two different quarterbacks, two different systems. Everybody's got questions either on or off the football field, yet they both have a lot of talent. They're both really smart football players. They both love the game. I think the game defines them off the field in terms of how important it is to them. But to see if they're going to throw is probably the biggest question that everybody has here. But it's a good draft class, and it's a good year to be picking high.
You know Tampa Bay. Yep. You know Florida State. You know Jameis Winston. To people outside, it seems like an automatic that they ought to pick this guy. He'll put rear ends in the seats. He's a good player. They need a quarterback. What are we missing?
Well, I think the big thing everybody's got to figure out with Jameis Winston, whether that's Tampa or anybody else, is how he does over these next 6 weeks is critical in terms of talking about his maturity. How's he grown? What has he learned? And what is he doing about it? What's his support system that's around him when he's making decisions going forward? I think those are critical decisions for clubs to figure out and find out, because at some point, as soon as you pick him, whoever it is, he becomes the face of the franchise. There's no doubt about that. When you're the quarterback and you're a one or two pick overall, you become the face of the franchise. And you got to decide organizationally, do you trust him? And that's the big thing they got to figure out.
Does Tampa commit to him early if they decide he's the guy? Do they commit before April 30th?
I would not. If I was the Tampa Bay Bucs general manager and I had the first pick, there's no reason to. Now that the rookie salary pool's set and the numbers are all set, it's different. You know, back in the day when we used to have these crazy contracts and these young guys who'd never played, like a Bradford, get $80 million in a deal and he's never played a down, then you could use that as a leverage to say, who do I want to get a deal done? How do I want to start negotiating? I think this one, you keep in your back pocket all the way up to when the only people that know is the head coach and the owners and yourself, and you wait for the commissioner to announce the name.
How can Mariota overtake him, or can he?
I think he can. I think it's critical to watch him throw this week. I think it's very important. The things with Mariota that you're going to look at are the things that you can see. You're not worried about him off the field. You're more wondering, how does he look in a pro-style system? How does he do his drops? How does he take balls under center? And how does he throw when he just steps back and throws the ball instead of being a spread? And then we'll get to see that here, it sounds like, at the combine, which is great. But you're also going to get a chance to do that in a private workout. And then that visit to your facility is going to be a big one for any organization, just to get to know him better as a person.
It sounds as if trading the number two pick would be a difficult thing for the Titans because not enough teams need to move up and go get a quarterback. That's generally what you go get. Do you buy that line of thinking?
No, I don't buy that at all.
Why?
I think the number two spot is a very hot spot right now, because I think there's teams behind the Tennessee Titans right now that are in the quarterback market, specifically the Jets. A very, very difficult decision they're going to have organizationally, what they want to do, whether they want to try to come up and go get a pick. And then it depends on what, you know, Coach Wisenhunt and obviously Rustin Webster, how they feel about Mettenberger. I mean, how do they really feel? It sounds very positive from the outside, but there's always games that are always played and shell games. But I think that pick is a movable pick because I think it's a strong, there's two quarterbacks on the board, and it's also a very strong defensive line draft.
Who's your favorite player in this draft?
Probably Leonard Williams. He seems to me like he's got all the tools and all the traits. He's got length. He's a great kid off the football field. He's got production. He played at USC, so he played a high-caliber competition. He's just a really seems like a very safe but a very talented football player. But, you know, it's a quarterback-driven league, and so that's why you always see this time of year where they slowly work themselves up the board. But I still think they'll go 1-2, whether Tennessee takes one or if they trade it out.